I bow down to the useful Arya Manjushri. You lions among humans, gone to freedom in the present, past, and future, in the world to ten directions. To all of you with bodies, speech, and sincere minds, I bow down. With the energy of aspiration for the Bodhisattva way, with a sense of deep respect, and with as many bodies as atoms of the world, to all you Buddhas visualize before me, I bow down. On every atom are Buddhas, numberless as atoms, each amidst a host of Bodhisattvas, and I am confident the sphere of all phenomena is entirely filled with Buddhas in this way. With infinite oceans of praise for you and oceans of sound from the aspects of my voice, I sing the breathtaking excellence of Buddhas and celebrate all of you gone through bliss. Beautiful garlands and regal garlands, sweet music, scented oils and parasols, sparkling lights and sublime incense, I offer to you, victorious ones. Fine dress and fragrant perfumes, sandal with powder, heat high as Mount Meru, all wondrous offerings in spectacular array, I offer to you, victorious ones. With transcendent offerings, fearless and vast, with profound admiration for all the Buddhas, with strength of conviction in the Bodhisattva way, I offer and bow down to all victorious ones. Every harmful action I have done with my body, speech, and mind, overwhelmed by attachment, anger, and confusion, all these I openly lay bare before you. I lift up my heart and rejoice in all merit of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in ten directions, of solitary realizers, hearers still training, and those beyond and of all ordinary beings. You who are the bright lights of worlds in ten directions, who have attained the Buddha's omniscience through the stages of awakening, all you who are my guides, please turn the supreme wheel of Dharma. With palms together, I earnestly request you who may actualize Parinirvana, please stay with us for eons, numberless as atoms of the world, for the happiness and well-being of all wanderers in samsara. Whatever slight merit I may have created by paying homage, offering and acknowledging my faults, rejoicing and requesting that the Buddha stay and teach and now dedicate all this for full awakening. May you Buddhas now living in the world of ten directions and all you've gone to freedom in the past accept my offerings. May those not yet arisen quickly perfect their minds, awakening as fully awakened ones. May all worlds in ten directions be entirely pure and vast. May they be filled with Bodhisattvas, surrounding Buddhas gathered beneath a Bodhi tree. May as many beings as exist in ten directions be always well and happy. May all samsaric beings live in accord with the Dharma, and may their every Dharma wish be fulfilled. Remembering my past lives and all varieties of existence, may I practice the Bodhisattva way, and thus in each cycle of death, migration, and birth, may I always abandon the householder's life. Then following in the footsteps of all the Buddhas and perfecting the practice of a Bodhisattva, may I always act without error or compromise, with ethical conduct faultless and pure. May I teach the Dharma in the language of gods, in every language of spirits and nagas, of humans and of demons, and in the voice of every form of being. May I be gentle-minded, cultivating the six paramitas, and never forget bodhicitta. May I completely cleanse without omission every negativity and all that obscures this awakening mind. May I traverse all my life in the world free of karma, afflictions, and interfering forces, just as the lotus blossom is undisturbed by the water's wave, just as the sun and moon move unhindered through the sky. May I ease the suffering in the lower realms and in the many directions and dimensions of the universe. May I guide all wanderers in samsara to the pure bliss of awakening and be worldly benefit to them as well. May I practice constantly for eons to come, perfecting the activities of awakening, acting in harmony with the various dispositions of being, showing the ways of a bodhisattva. May I always have the friendship of those whose path is like mine, and with body, words, and also mind, may we practice together the same aspirations and activities. May I always meet a spiritual mentor and never displease that excellent friend who deeply wishes to help me and expertly teaches the bodhisattva way. May I always directly see the Buddha's masters encircled by bodhisattvas and without pause or discouragement for eons to come, may I make extensive offerings to them. May I hold within me the Buddha's genuine Dharma, illuminate everywhere the teachings that awaken, embody the realizations of a bodhisattva, and practice ardently in all future eons. While circling through all states of existence, may I become an endless treasure of good qualities, skillful means, wisdom, samadhi, and liberating stabilizations, gathering limitless pristine wisdom and merit. All my Adam, I shall see Buddha feels numberless as Adam's inconceivable Buddhas among bodhisattvas in every field, practicing the activities of awakening. Perceiving this in all directions, I dive into an ocean of Buddha field, each an ocean of precise Buddhas in the space of a wisp of hair, so I too will practice for an ocean of eons. Thus I am continually immersed in the speech of the Buddha's expression that reveals an ocean of qualities in one word, the completely pure eloquence of all the Buddha's communication suited to the very tendencies of beings. With strength of understanding, I plunge into the infinite awakened speech of the Dharma of all Buddhas and three times gone to freedom who continually turn the wheel of Dharma methods. I shall experience in one moment such vast activity of all future eons, and I will enter into all eons of the three times in but a fraction of a second. In one instant I shall see all those awakened beings, past, present, and future lions among humans, and with the power of the illusion-like stabilization, I will constantly engage in their inconceivable activity. I shall manifest upon one single atom the array of pure lands, present, past, and future. Likewise, I shall enter the array of pure Buddha fields in every direction without exception. I shall enter the very presence of all my guides, those lights of this world who are yet to appear, those sequentially turning the wheels of complete awakening, those who reveal nirvana, final perfect peace. May I achieve the power of swift magical emanation, the power to lead to the great vehicle through every approach, the power of always beneficial activity, the power of love pervading all realms, the power of all surpassing merit, the power of supreme knowledge unobstructed by discrimination, and through the powers of wisdom, skillful means, and samadhi, may I achieve the perfect power of awakening. Purifying the power of all contaminated actions, crushing the power of disturbing emotions at their root, diffusing the power of interfering forces, I shall perfect the power of the bodhisattva practice. May I purify an ocean of worlds, may I free an ocean of beings, may I clearly see an ocean of dharma, may I realize an ocean of pristine wisdom. May I purify an ocean of activities, may I fulfill an ocean of aspirations, may I make offerings to an ocean of Buddhas, may I practice without discouragement for an ocean of eons. To awaken fully through this bodhisattva way, I shall fulfill without exception all the diverse aspirations of the awakening practice of all Buddhas, come to freedom in the three times everywhere. In order to practice exactly as the wise one called Samantabhadra, all embracing good, the elder brother of the sons and daughters of the Buddhas, I completely dedicate all this goodness. Likewise, may I dedicate just as a skillful Samantabhadra for pure body, speech, and mind, pure actions, and pure Buddha feels. I shall give rise to the aspirations of Manjushri for this bodhisattva practice of all embracing good, to perfect these practices without discouragement or pause in all future eons. May my pure activities be endless, may my good qualities be boundless, and through abiding in immeasurable activity, may I actualize infinite emanations. Limitless is the end of space, likewise limitless are living beings, thus limitless are karma and afflictions. May my aspirations reach be limitless as well. One may offer to the Buddhas all wealth and adornments of infinite worlds in 10 directions, and one may offer during eons numberless as atoms of the world even the greatest happiness of gods and humans. But whoever hears this extraordinary aspiration and longing for highest awakening gives rise to faith just once creates far more precious merit. Those who make this heartfelt aspiration for the bodhisattva way will be free of all lower rebirths, free of harmful companions, and will quickly see Amitabha, infinite light. And even in this very human life, they will be nourished by happiness and have all conducive circumstances. Without waiting long, they will become like Samantabhadra himself. Those who give voice to this extraordinary aspiration will quickly and completely purify the five boundless harmful actions created under the power of ignorance. Blessed with supreme knowledge, excellent body, family, attributes, and appearance, they will be invincible to vast interfering forces and misleading teachers, and all the three worlds will make offerings. Going quickly to the noble Bodhi tree and sitting there to benefit sentient beings, subduing all interfering forces, they will fully awaken and turn the great wheel of Dharma. Have no doubt that complete awakening is a fully ripened result, comprehended only by a Buddha, of holding and bind by teaching, reading, or reciting this aspiration of the bodhisattva practice. In order to train just like the hero Manjushri, who knows reality as it is, and just like Samantabhadra as well, I completely dedicate all this goodness just as they did. With that dedication which is praised as greatest by all the Buddhas, come to freedom in the three times, I too dedicate all my roots of goodness for the attainment of the bodhisattva practice. When the moment of my death arrives, by eliminating all obscurations and directly perceiving Amitabha, may I go immediately to Sukhavati, pure land of great joy. Having gone to Sukhavati, may I actualize the meaning of these aspirations, fulfilling them all without exception for the benefit of beings for as long as this world endures. Born from an extremely beautiful superlative lotus in this joyful land, the Buddha's magnificent mandala, may I receive a prediction of my awakening directly from the Buddha Amitabha. Having received that prediction there, may I create that benefit for beings throughout the 10 directions with a billion emanations by the power of wisdom. Through even the small virtue I have accumulated by offering this prayer of the bodhisattva practice, may all the positive aspirations of beings be fulfilled in an instant. Through creating limitless merit by dedicating this prayer of Samanta Bhadra's deeds, may all beings drowning in this torrent of suffering enter the presence of Amitabha. Through this king of aspirations, which is the greatest of sublime, helping infinite wanderers in samsara, through the accomplishment of the scripture, dazzling with Samanta Bhadra's practice, may suffering realms be utterly emptied of.